Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello and welcome to our Talking Flicks episode for this week. JT here and the wonderful Mr. Lee. He is here as well. Somewhere.
Hello, JT. Yeah, I'm here. Hey, can I ask a question? Is this our 69th episode?
Well, I don't know. I don't count. You're the one who you count every single episode, right? I think you do it for a special reason. I think you do it because I think you're excited how many times you've turned up. I think that's the reason why.
Yeah, how much? It's 67 times I've turned up.
And how much extra work? You did miss two shows, correct? Yeah. Still, I've missed none. So my record's squeaky clean. Yeah.
It is. I can't believe that. We'll have to see what we can do. So then we're even.
This is
scary. I might have to do two extra shows without you.
You might have to,
just
Mr.
Lee. Put them in on a Saturday or a Sunday and just drop them and you don't even know. How about that?
I'd love to see you try. You know what? If you're going to do that, please let me know. And I'm happy to sit back. I'll watch you handle the gear and all that sort of stuff. This will be hilarious. You know what? You're on, yeah. Mr. Lee.
And post-production? No, I can't do post-production.
I'd love to see how this goes down. I look forward to that. Mr. Lee, this week, we live in time. I'm so looking forward to unpacking this film. It's a film that you also got to check out as well on your travels. And so
it doesn't matter
where you go, you always seem to find your way into a cinema, which is good for us.
Yeah. And you know what? It's actually really nice going to someone else's cinema just to see what they do. And I happened to be in Chatswood last week. And so it was nice just to pop in because it was raining. It wasn't great weather down there. But I really enjoyed the movie. And I can't wait to talk to our Talking Flicks to Megan today because I want to know what she thought of the movie as well. Because, yeah, it's a nice movie.
Do you want to throw to the trailer, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, I was just wondering whether would you like me to throw to the trailer? Yeah, let's take a listen to the trailer.
What's happened to my underwear?
Oh, I literally have no idea.
So sorry, but do we know each other?
Yeah, no. I ran you over. I'm Alma, by the way.
Tobias.
We're going to make sure you have the time of your life. Hi.
Hi. Probably ought to get going.
Who says? Unless you have shit to do, then.
I have nothing. Whether we like it or not, the clock is ticking.
What's the rush?
Because I'm worried. There's a very distinct and real possibility that I am about to fall in love with you.
It's okay, honestly. It's okay not to be okay. It's a lot. Hit me where the heart is. I want to feel.
Where the new start is. This is real. So, where were we?
Show me how to love.
I'm not interested in a treatment that accidentally wastes our time.
Why are you taking the risk?
I can't bear the thought of being forgotten. Show me how to be.
I am guilty of looking ahead instead of right in front of me. At you.
Is it? I'm fine to walk, honestly.
This is ridiculous. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. You okay?
Sounds like Mr. Lee's parking. That is an absolute shocker. Let's introduce.
You beat me to it. I was about to say it was your parking. You beat me to it.
Definitely not mine, Mr. Lee. Definitely not mine. I am. I'm very nimble. Let's introduce our talk and flicks for this week. It is Megan. Hello, Megan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good. Excellent. Welcome back to Talk and Flicks.
Good to be back.
I have to say, Megan, thank you so much, because it was short notice that you got told about this. So thank you so much for doing this for us. So let's start with the big question. What do you think of Andrew and Florence in this movie?
I thought they were great. They had such great chemistry on screen, even though I feel like Andrew Garfield didn't say a lot. His body language throughout this was quite incredible.
Exactly right. And, you know, I have to say, I thought their chemistry was brilliant as well. They just seemed like they were a real couple. And I have to say, I like her name. Her name is Almut.
Great name.
I've never heard that before. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never heard. And Tobias, what a family. And it's funny, because when I was listening to that trailer, I'm just going, wow, yeah, I remember that scene. I remember that scene. And funny you should say about the parking, when that happened, I actually said to my wife when we were sitting there, I went, you know what? If that happened to me, I would have done exactly the same thing as what he had done and just rammed down the cars and go,
yeah,
because you're in pain.
Note to self, do not park around Mr. Lee. That is what you need to...
Exactly.
What is it? It's a white Toyota, is it not, Mr. Lee? That's the... Or have you changed it? What's it?
Land Rover now.
Land Rover. Oh, great. Even worse.
It's not a Volvo, so thank you. So I could relate to this movie quite a lot, because having children, you know they're going to have a child because of, you know, you see that scene where they're talking to her in the diner and all that. And everything they go through, you just go, yeah, yep, I can see that happening, you know. Did you feel that, Megan?
Yep, definitely. And I really remember my husband almost running a red light when I was in labor. So that all made a lot of sense to me.
Because us husbands get worried.
Yeah.
You think, oh,
I think it was more just
do,
finding I'm freaking out. I'm just going.
And he was freaking out in the movie too.
He's freaking out, yeah.
And he actually got to a point of, oh no, he's gone overboard now. Like, I wouldn't have gone as far as what he did in some of the other things he was doing, which we won't say, but it involved a timer. I just went, yeah, I would never do that. Like, I'd be in deep trouble. I think my wife would have divorced me before the kid was born.
But that sounds good. It sounds like obviously from this movie, we're getting highs and lows, and there's lots of them throughout the film. And what I keep hearing about this movie, We Live in Time, is there's just so much emotion. It's just bursting with it.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's just emotion. And I will admit, I had tears, and that wasn't just at the end either. It was through the movie too. Aww. Because it was so relatable. So it was, it's a happy, like there's happy times, and of course there's sad times. But, you know, when you're experiencing all this, you do. You get really invested in the movie, and I got invested in it. It was such an interesting concept that anyone could relate to.
Yeah, and you see it every day. That's why I think it's so relatable. You see those things happen to yourself or your friends or family every day. That's what makes you so akin to them.
I think that's what makes the movie so good too. You definitely have that connection if there is a tear, because it means that you're connected with the characters, which it sounds like it's very easy to do. They're both very lovable. And obviously we don't know what happens, you know, to make everybody cry. We're not going to give too much away. But yeah, obviously, you know, there are some really sad moments in the film.
But they're all done so well. I think that's what makes it even better. They're not just thrown at you either. It's not just there.
I'll ask you both this question, I guess. Do you find there's a real standout moment in the film that, you know, for you think really, really nails it?
I really thought the chemistry between them when they reveal one of the competitions was one of the standout moments, which was a big emotional scene. But I think that was probably one of the most heartbreaking parts of that movie.
Yeah.
Mine probably was the end. That was mine, that it just went, yep, that's just, yeah, that was, yeah. But the funny thing is, I actually really enjoyed how they met, because I know a lot of people have had interesting, and like, we're not giving anything away, because it was in the trailer that she hit him with a car and takes him to the hospital.
And she hit him pretty hard too, might I add. Like, it was not just a bump, it was a, God, I'm surprised the guy lived.
Because it was very hard. But you know, all he was worried about was where was his underpants, which was quite funny. But I have to say that was funny, that part. And you just go, because I'm not going to tell you how I met my wife, but it was in a bit of a funny incident that wasn't involving cars or anything. But you can relate to all the things that happened to this couple in the movie. You can. And as Megan said, it is so relatable. And that's what I think people are liking this movie for.
Can we go into a bit more detail in regards to, I guess, not just their relationship, but some of the highs and lows they go through? Obviously, we know children are involved. We know that there's illness, that affects both of them, which we can hear in the trailer as well. This is over an extended period of time, isn't it?
It's over 10 years. You know, how you meet someone, and then you get to see their first big fight, which is quite interesting. And then how he fixes that, I suppose you'd say. But which it's all all those things that you do that you don't even realize you're doing, I think, is what, which is why it's so hard to describe. So, you know, your first fight, you're getting back together and fixing that and meeting the family and doing all those things. And then, you know, what was their version of baby photos, I suppose you'd say, when you realize that she's a very competitive person. It's just
very competitive.
All those things you do. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And I was saying before, you know, I don't want to talk about how I met my wife, but did you want to say how you met your husband, Megan, or not?
I met my husband through my ex-boyfriend.
Wow. Okay. What a great story.
Okay. Well, I can share I'll share my story then, because of yours. I actually met Wendy through my best mate, who used to go out with Wendy. So, something a bit similar.
Why not?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And 30 years later, we're still together. Anyway.
That is a rom-com in itself, right, Mr. Lee? There's some good stories there. There's lots of highs and lows in 30 years, I'm sure.
Oh, God, yeah. Way too many. Now, Megan, tell me, have you ever seen anything with Andrew or Florence before they've been in?
Yes. The Social Network, Andrew Gufford's in The Social Network, the one about Facebook, and Under the Banner of Heaven, which was phenomenal.
Now, our question from last week's Talking Flicks to Danny is this.
Did it meet her expectations, and where could it have improved, or what really sold it for her in watching the film?
Did it meet my expectations? Yes. It was absolutely amazing. And such an emotional roller coaster for a movie. Would I change anything? Not really, but I like a movie with that suck me in song at the end that just ties everything together. I think that was the only thing was missing.
Yeah, you need that song in the end, because there's some big now I'm gonna say it, Mr. Lee. I'm gonna say it. Yes, Fault in Our Stars. You know, this was the movie that gets me every single time. I refuse to watch it now, because it's just, yeah, it just hurts.
But still tear up.
I still tear up. But Ed Sheeran, All of the Stars at the end of the movie, that's what gets me. As well, in the other one was the 5 feet apart with the two kids and Andy Grammer. Those, you're right. Yep. Those kinds of songs, that's what does it. And it gets people. And I reckon that's why they do it, because they get you right at the end of the movie when the lights are coming on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know what it is, but there's always something about, like, I listen to music a lot. It's my grandparents were very much into music. And so it was always around when I was younger. So music always plays a part of emotions for me. So when you get something like that, and I think like the end was, it was so beautiful, but it didn't have that last thing that just tied it all together. That was the only thing I could fault it for.
How about the music across the film, like during
yeah? Oh, the score was fantastic, yeah. And you had these beautiful moments throughout the whole thing.
But you know what? In the trailer, I love that song "Hit Me Where the Heart Is," which is by Mega Simone. It is a tearjerker of a song. I actually have put it into my personal collection because I like that song and I do tear up when I hear it.
I can imagine
that.
Because
I know what it is.
Can you picture him, Megan, at home by himself with that song playing?
It's a Bridget Jones moment, isn't it? Isn't that what we need? Wine and we need All By Myself just blaring.
Oh, no. I'd have to go and see him. He'd need a hug. You need a hug.
I would. Yeah. And it's worse when it's in the car or driving to work. It's like, oh, no. And you get to work, it's like, oh, and people look at you and go, why are you so sad? Oh, no, it's nothing. I've just been listening to music. Because music is a big part of films. And as we know, they both work so well together. And you can hear a song and it could take you right back to a movie that, you know, you go, oh, wow, I remember that. I haven't thought of that movie for ages, but that song, and the same as a movie, yeah. As soon as you hear the song in the movie, you go, oh, yeah, that's right, I remember that song. It's the two of them go so well together.
So I think that was the only thing that was missing was that one, which I thought I was waiting to hear the song that they played in the trailer, and it never appeared.
Yeah, they do that a lot, yeah. Don't they? The trailer song doesn't make the movie. Mm. How about you, Mr. Lee? Is there anything you would change about the movie? Is there anything you think that you did, or are you very happy with what you saw?
I think the only thing that I would change would be take tissues with me next time so I could wipe away the tears a little bit better than wiping it on my shirt before my wife saw me crying.
Because you didn't think you were going to tear up, did you? Did you seriously go in thinking that?
No, I did not think I was going to tear up until, you watch it and you do. And it's funny because yesterday when I was talking to these ladies that went to watch it, I said, oh, I've seen it. And they said, oh, what'd you think? I said, I really enjoyed it. Did you bring tissues? And they went, oh, do we need them? And I went, yeah, you will. And when I saw them after the movie, they said, yeah. So they took him some serviettes so they could wipe the tears away. And you know the funny thing
number
is...
Number one for customer service every time.
Yes, correct. But I'm so pleased I said something because, there's nothing worse than not knowing that you're going to be crying. It's like, oh. But it's happy tears, and that's the good thing. It's happy, it's sad.
Oh, it's happy tears.
And it's... No, it could be happy, it could be sad.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
I'm not going to tell you because people have got to go see it. So, yeah. It could be.
Just gave it away. Then I was going to say, well, we know it's going to be a keeping the end now.
No, you don't know, and I can't give it away.
I'm on the toast.
Because, it's something that you need to watch and experience, and go, okay, righto, yep, I see it, which is something else that I found very interesting was the different time changes. How'd you go with that, Megan? Because at first I found it a little I didn't realize. And then once I worked out what was happening and how they'd go different and all that, I went, I actually really like that different time period over the whole 10 years.
I was a bit the same. I was like, hang on, I'm so confused. I'm so confused for a few minutes when it swapped between the first few scenes and then it cuts back. And I'm like, I'm really confused because his hair now looks different and he dresses completely differently. And I'm really unsure about what's happening because I didn't know about the time that I knew it was set over 10 years. I didn't realize, but it jumped backwards and forwards. So it caught me off guard. But once you figure out, that they're those subtle things that are hinting at you that we've just jumped forward or backwards, a hairstyle, the way he wore suits and now he doesn't wear suits and that sort of thing. And you're like, oh, okay, now I can see the time frame difference between that's this time and that's this time and that's this time.
And you know what? I actually think they did it so well because if they had done it in, when they met and went right through, I don't think it would have been as good as the movie was now because you were going backwards and forwards because you experienced something sad, then something happy. And like you're on a roller coaster ride. And I don't think we would have got that if it was in, you know, from beginning right through to the end.
Yeah, it definitely gave it a very different, it almost gave it like they were remembering things together feeling. Mm. So you know, you've got things that are happening at the beginning and then all of a sudden you've gone back to a different thing, which is, to me, it started feeling like there were memories of what was happening rather than just jumping backwards and forwards, if that makes sense.
No, it does.
Reflection, which is good.
Yeah.
Okay, Megan. Well, Mr. Lee has just gone over to his handy freezer, and he's surprisingly, you'd be surprisingly, he's filled it full of Choc Tops, and he's got five for you. And you've done this before, so you know the biz. One being not so great, or five being pretty amazing. What Choc Top score do you give We Live in Time?
4.5.
Oh. Whoa.
Wow.
That gets a party popper and a round of applause. That one, that's a double whammy.
Wow.
Yes. Nice. Okay, so that is quite a high score. What are you...
Yes.
What it was just the music that kept it away from that half a... the half.
Yeah,
a
just needed that last thing that would just... It would make me remember it more, if that...
Mm.
So every time I'd hear that song, I'd be like, that's... You know, there's emotions tied to that.
Yeah.
Which I do. I have songs that randomly appear on my Spotify list and stuff, and I'll be like, oh, I remember, you know, like the one, there's a There You'll Be, which is from Pearl Harbor, randomly appeared on my playlist the other day, and I was like, oh, it's been so long since I've heard this song, but I could picture every single thing that happened in the movie during that song.
Thank you so much for your score. Now, our next Talking Flickster is someone you know, actually, is Adam, who's doing a movie next week. He's doing Flight Risk for us. And Mr. Lee, I do like the look of this one. This is going to be
big.
Do I. Yeah. This is Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Wahlberg, as we've never seen him before. And I think for someone to go the whole distance and shave their head, top of their head, that is, I think that's pretty good. Because as we know, JT, you and I don't shave our tops of our head, but it's just natural.
I had no idea where you were going there. I'm just glad that you fixed it up quickly. Are you okay? Oh, this is going all sorts of places. Because we were talking off the podcast about Boogie Nights, you're being your favorite Mark Wahlberg movie, Mr. Lee, and I'm glad that you still watch it every now and then. It's a Saturday night special, right?
It is, just before... No, okay. So, Megan, what's your question for Adam next week?
What are your five best plane, trains, or automobile movies?
Five? Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow. There's some good ones, isn't there? Speed.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
Con Air.
Bullet Train.
Yeah. Under Siege.
Oh, Con Air was good.
Yeah, Con Air was great. Yeah.
Yeah, Con Air. Snakes on a plane.
Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah. So, you know what, Adam? You don't have to answer that question next week. We've just done it for you. How good's that? Sorry, mate. No, we'll ask it again next week. We'll play it again next week because it's from you, Megan. So we'll do that next week. But if you want to be a talking flickster, Mr. Lee, I'll throw it, I'll throw it to you for the sell. You can just do the sell, all right?
Okay. All you've got to do is head to the odeon5.com.au or the forum6.com.au website and stop laughing, JT. And all you've got to do is click on the link to the Talking Flicks, and then down the bottom you'll see, or just underneath, you'll see where you can join us and be a Talking Flickster just like Megan. And we send you off to the movies on my credit card, which always, I have to say, at the end of the month, it's very high.
Where will we be with this? You know, you just keep doing it, Miss Lee, every single time.
Yes.
But you know what, Megan? You know what's happened since you come on the show last time, Megan?
Mm-hmm.
Is we now have some happy goodbye music, right? Because after Mr. Lee rips on me for the whole podcast, I need to pick me up. So, and I will say, what are you laughing at, Mr. Lee? This is happy music. Happy time.
It is happy music.
You have to stop picking on me now, okay? Because the music's playing. Now, another thing too, okay. Megan, is this week I'm introducing something new. It's called JT's Positive Thoughts because I've got to pick myself back up. So I'm going to give you a positive thought to leave you with today.
Okay.
concentrate all your thoughts upon the work in hand. The sun's rays do not burn until brought to a focus. Do you like that, Mr. Lee? What do you think?
It's very deep. That's very deep.
Yeah, Alexander Graham Bell from that one. So every week,
oh wow,
yeah, every podcast you get a positive thought from me. So take that one with you today. Hopefully it makes you feel good.
It does.
It does make me warm and fuzzy.
You both don't sound very happy. Okay. Well, that's probably time to go then, I reckon. I'll take my thoughts elsewhere.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you, JT.
Thanks, guys. And we'll be back on Friday with another normal talking flicks. Heaps of great movies to talk about on Friday, Mr. Lee.
We certainly do, and I can't wait to see how your thought of the day will be for that talking flicks.
Oh, you like the idea now. Get stuffed.
Want more talking flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.